祈祷告。
Let's bow our head and have some word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
让我们可以在这里聚集来敬拜你。
We thank you given this opportunity that we can gather together to worship you.
也求你对我们的心说话。
May you speak to our hearts.
求你与我们同在。
May you be with us.
赐下你智慧和启示的灵。
Please give your Holy Spirit to us.
让我们真的能够更多的来认识你。
So we could understand you more, knowing you more.
也认识你救恩的奇妙。
And we can understand the grace of your salvation.
我们把接下来的时间恭敬交在主的手中，求主祝福。
We commit the following time to on your hand. May you bless it.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 刚才灵养弟兄带领我们唱的诗歌是《我是个罪人，蒙主恩》。
And brother Paul just led us song. I'm the sinner who saved by grace.
歌词中唱到我是个罪人，蒙主恩。
The hymn says.I am a sinner who was saved by grace.
这是我的身份，荣耀归给神。
This is my story. Give all the glory to the Lord.
今天我们就要来学习认识我们的身份是罪人。
So today we're going to learn that we are sinner.
也要来认识我们的神。
We also come to know our God.
开始之前，我想问一下，今天我们有没有新来的福音朋友？
And before we start it, I would like to know is there any gospel friends here today?
如果有好不好，请你站起来，我们也欢迎你。
If you are new here, please stand up so that we can we can welcome you.
没有哈，那我们中间也还有一些还没有信主的，也让我们一起来学习。
And some of us may not know the Lord yet, and today we can start it.
请让我们先来读几处的圣经。
Let's read some Bibles.
第一处圣经是在罗马书的第一章二十节。
The first scripture is in Romans chapter 1, verse 20.
自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
For since the creation of the worlds, of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature, has been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse.
第二处的圣经在路加福音的第二十三章三十四节。
Second scripture is in Luke chapter 23.Verse 32.
当下耶稣说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”兵丁就拈阄分他的衣服。
Verse 34. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided up his clothes by casting lots.
第三处圣经是在诗篇第一百篇的第三节。
And the next one is in the Psalm 100 and verse 3.
你们要晓得耶和华是神，我们是他的，也是属他的，我们是他的名，也是他草场的羊。
Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture.
刚才读的这三处圣经都有一个共同的词，就是晓得。这晓得的意思就是知道。
So, in the last scripture we read, there is a common word, which is know, understand.
这知道呢，在普通话中用的比较正式。那晓得一般是在南方地区使用。
The word understand and is, Just, in Mandarin, it's just know, the word know.
就像上海话就把我们知道就讲成是阿拉晓得。
That's Shanghainese locals.
然后福清话呢就把我知道讲成我爱秀， 这个虚无就是小的的意思。
Sorry, I can't understand that as well.
不听话。好，那么我们就试着用这几节的经文来看一下神要我们晓得什么啊？他要我们来晓得他的存在，他的心意和他的计划。
So through these verses, may the Lord let us know his existing, his eternal power and his divine nature.
啊，第一处圣经他讲到，自从造天地以来，哈，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。那么这里我们看到哈。神的永能和神性它是明明可知的。
So from the Romans chapter 1 verse 20, for since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse, so that we can see, God is existing.
虽然有限的人不能完全明白无限的神。
Although, as limited person, we could not fully understand the unlimited God.
渺小的人也不能完全认识伟大的神。
So we are so tiny, so we can fully to understand him.
但这位神还是要让我们能够明明可知他无限的能力和他公义圣洁的性情。
However, this God is willing to let us know His eternal power and divine nature.
所以他要借着启示让我们晓得。
So through His creation that we can know Him.
经文很明白地说到他是眼不能见的。
In the scripture says, we cannot see Him through our eye.
眼不能见的事情有很多。看不见不等于不存在。
There are lots of things we cannot see through our eyes, but they are existing in the world.
啊，例如我们看不见风，但是借着树叶的摇动就能够晓得。
For example, we cannot see the wind, but through the trees winding around, then we will know that there is wind there.
我们看不见无线电波，但是我们用手机接打电话也可以晓得。
We can't see the radiation wave, but through our mobile phone, we know that it is existing.
所以这里说到，借着所造之物就可以晓得。
So here it says, through all the creations, that we should know that there is a God.
神虽然是我们用肉眼看不见的，但是我们借着他所创造的宇宙万物，我们就能晓得有这么一位神。
Although we cannot see through our eyes, but through all the creation he made, we know that there must be a God.
我们很多时候其实不能亲眼看见事物发展的整个过程，但是借着所留下的结果，我们可以推断前面所发生的事情。
Most of the time we do not see how the thing happens, but from the end result we know something must be happened.
啊，就像我们现在看到有这个礼堂，啊，设计得很好，中间都没有柱子都撑起来。
So just let's see this school, these buildings, and we do not see any support in the middle.
所以我们晓得这不可能是水泥石头叉子它自然形成的，这一定是有一帮很有经验的工程师来设计建造的。
So we must know that this building must be built by an experienced builder and engineers.
所以这里说到自从造天地以来，天和地是怎么形成的呢？
So here says, since the creation of the world, how's the world is being made?
应该现在有很多人会说，天和地，宇宙万物是宇宙大爆炸形成的。
Many people saying that the world is from the Big Bang.
啊，这确实是目前比较流行的宇宙理论模型。
Yeah, this is one of the quite famous theories.
啊，这个学说认为啊，我们的宇宙是在过去有限的时间之前，有一个密度很大、温度很高的基点爆炸膨胀到现在的状态。
Someone think that the universe is expanded from a very high density and high temperature state.
啊，我们想想看，如果这个礼堂有一个爆炸，那只能把它炸成一堆废墟。
We can think that if there is an explosion happen here, the whole building will turn into ruin.
所以如果大爆炸能够炸出一个礼堂，那只能有神来设计的。
And if this building is from explosion, we could know that there must be in God's hand, like it's God created.
所以如果我们要相信宇宙是大爆炸形成的，它是个科学，我们就更要相信后面有一位神在主导。
If you think that the universe is from the Big Bang, and you should know that if that is true, there must be a God at behind.
正如圣经一开始哈，创世纪一章一节就说到，起初神创造天地。
Just like what it says in the beginning of the Bible, God creates the world.
我们看到宇宙这么有秩序的在运转。四季啊，不断的和谐在更替，生命也是奇妙的在增长，都证明有一位神。
And through all the creation, we must know that there must be a God, and we can see the season, four season changes, and the life is the grass or and all the creations were life lives well in this world.
他不仅创造宇宙万物，也在管理宇宙万物。
God not only creates the whole universe, but he also manages it.
所以这一节经文的最后讲到无可推诿，就是再没有借口了。
So at the end of Romans chapter 1 verse 20, it says, so that people are without excuse.
其实我很喜欢这一节经文，因为以前我跟福音朋友啊，来争论有没有神的时候，我会举出很多很多的例子。
I really like this scripture. In the past, when I have some argument with some gospel friends.
但后来我看了这节圣经，我就不再给他们争了。有神就是有神，你就不用再跟我争，没有借口了。
So after I read this scripture, I no longer argue with them because it clearly says here.And people are without excuse because God already created the whole universe.
那么神不仅是创造宇宙万物，他管理宇宙万物。
God is not only creating the whole, God not only creates the universe, but he also managing.
那么在圣经创世纪一章二十六节也说到，神按照他的形象和样式造人。要让我们来管理全地。
So in the first, in the Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, it says, and God said, let the, 26. Then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animal.And over all the creatures that move along the ground.
他要让人按着他的心意来活。
And God wants man to live like him.
可惜当人堕落了以后，人不愿意听神的话。
However, when man fall down and sin against the God, they don't want to listen to God's words.
人对神漠不关心，甚至是否认神、反对神，以致与神隔绝。
And since that time, human didn't want to listen to God and denied him.
啊，罗马书三章二十三节就告诉我们啊，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
So in the Romans chapter 3 verse 23, it said, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
人不能达到神公义圣洁的要求，够不上神的荣耀。
So we cannot reach his glory.
所以圣经把这个叫做罪，我们都犯了罪，我们都是罪人。
In the Bible, it calls sins because all man has been sin and fall short of the glory of God.
我承认罪这个问题在传福音中一直都是一个难点。
I confess that the word sins is quite a big difficult.When preaching gospel to gospel friends.
对于愿意多了解真理的福音朋友，有没有神他们还可以接受，但是有没有罪他们就不那么容易接受了。
And many gospel friends, they can accept, they can discuss with you is whether there is a God, but they can't accept that we call them, we are sinners.
怎么跟他们来解释我们都是一个罪人呢？
How could we explain to them we are all sinners?
我们例如浩然现在坐在我的对面。
For example, brother John.
啊，假设他第一次来，啊，然后我会先跟他介绍我们这个聚会的情况，也会跟他分享我们所敬拜的这位神。
So for example, when he first come here, I would share with him, this meeting and the God we worship.
那接下来我就跟他说，啊，我们要是个罪人。
And next, I will say to him, we are all sinners.
想象一下哈，我如果跟浩然说，浩然，你知不知道你是个罪人？
And let's think about that. I say to John, John, you know that you are a sinner.
当然，其实我不敢这样跟他说，因为我知道我打不过他。
I don't have dare to say that to him because he's stronger than me.
或者我如果换一种说法，我说浩然啊，你看我们都是罪人啊，我就是个罪人。
In other words, I may say that John, we are both sinners.
那么浩然可能表面上会很客气的说哪里哪里。
Maybe he will say
well. 然后他心里应该会在嘀咕着说，我看着你像。
Maybe inside John, he may say that you are sinner, I'm not.
我们今天传福音就是要传救主耶稣基督。
Today when we preach in gospel, we only preach the Lord Jesus.
所以也一定要把这个罪给讲清楚。
So we have to clearly to say, to indicate the sin.
如果人不认识罪，
if people do not know sins,
不晓得自己是个罪人，
and if we don't know we are sinners,
不知道罪的后果，
if we don't know the cause of the sin,
他就不会来要这个救恩，
and they will not come to receive this great salvation,
也就不会来接受耶稣基督做他个人的救主，
they will not come and receive the Lord as their personal savior.
所以我今天还是要接受这个挑战。
So I would like to take this challenge today.
但是这一次我不选浩然，我选了严华姐妹。
So, and this time I do not choose brother John, but his sister 严华。
因为我选严华姐妹不是因为她好欺负。
I choose her is not because I'm stronger than her.
啊，严华姐妹经常是邀请福音朋友来参加聚会，啊，祥爱弟兄就负责接送。
And our sister, is always to invite gospel friends to come here.
那有几次呢？他们车上的位置就不够了，他们就会来问我啊，有没有办法能够帮忙接送这些福音朋友
？And sometimes if they are running out of rooms in their cars, they would like to ask me if I have seats for the gospel friends.
那我去接这些福音朋友的时候哈，他们就会告诉我说。烟花姐妹怎么样来帮助他们？她说烟花姐妹是个好人。
And when I went to pick up those gospel friends, and those gospel friends also told me, how good our sister is.
啊，我们也知道烟花姐妹确实做了很多的善功啊，她不仅是接送，还去探访很多的弟兄姊妹。
We know that our sister not only invites gospel friends to the church, but also visit brothers and sisters.
我在这里不愿意多说哈，免得他骄傲。
I would not to give more examples.
所以我的挑战就是怎么样把这位大家所公认的好人说成是个罪人。
So my challenge is to identify that when although many people would say she is a good person and I would challenge her she is a sinner.
当然这种话不能乱说哈。我只能借着发生在他身上的一件事情来说明。
But it's only through a little things happen on her.
啊，这个故事已经得到烟花姐妹的版权许可啊，可以使用。
This story has already approved by our sister.
话说这事发生在十多年前。
It happens over 10 years ago.
啊，有一次烟花姐妹沿着这个Windsor Road就开车。
At the time, she was driving on the Windsor Road.
啊，她发现这左边的车有一个红色的车道，没有车，她就拐上去了。
She found that there was a lane which was marked by the red, and there was no car on the lane, so she turned onto it.
啊，她开着开着就发现后面有辆警车在跟着。
And after driving on the lane for a while, she found that there was a police car following her.
那她不理会，又继续往前开。
However, she was still keep driving.
最后警车是忍无可忍了，就按了警笛。
And after a long time, the police car, the servant of the police car, was on.
然后烟花姐妹没有办法，就拐到旁边的加油站就停下来了。
And because the servant was on, sister was drove into a petrol station and parked there.
那警察一下车就对着烟花姐妹一通训话。
So when the police officer of the car, he went to our sisters and spoke to her.
那我们其实也知道烟花姐妹的英文水平。
So we know that our sister has limited English.
她一直其实是在很努力的学英语啊，平均一年学一句，现在也被她学了十几句了。
So she tried very hard to learn English.
但是当时其实他只认得几个英文单词。
But at the time, she only knew few words.
啊，警察就问他说：“哎，我在你后面一直闪灯，你为什么不停下来呢？”
So the police officer said to her, "I turned the lights on. Why you was still keep driving?"
啊，烟花姐妹回答说 ：“Sorry, no English.”
And she replied, "Sorry, no English."
啊，警察问说。你不知道这红色的车道是巴士内仅限巴士使用吗
？The officer said, you didn't know that the red light is for the bus."
啊，烟花姐妹回答说 ，"Sorry, no English."
And our sister replied again, "Sorry, no English."
啊，不管警察怎么说，他就是 no English.
No matter what the officer said, our sister just replied.
就搞得啊，搞得警察都没有办法，最后只好灰溜溜的走掉了。
So, And because they have communication barriers, and at the end, the police officer just ran away.
那最后连罚单都没有收到。
And not even gave her a fine.
那我说这个故事不是要教大家怎么避免让警察免开罚单。
And the reason I told this story is not teach brothers and sisters how to avoid to get a fine when you drive on the bus lane.
啊，而是要说明啊，这个好人是不是个罪人。
And my point is that although a good person like our sister, but we still sinner.
啊，这个罪不是特指犯了法要去坐牢的那种大罪。
The word sin I mentioned here is not something we break the law and or commit a crime.
他在不该使用的路段行驶，已经触犯了交通规则。在警察的眼中，他就是犯罪，就是个罪人。
So, because she break the rules on the road, and in the police officer's eye, she was guilty.
假设当时我们都在场啊，有的会说，哎，烟花姐妹看不懂上面的英文字母，说巴士令是仅限巴士使用啊。
And,Let's think about that. If we were there, and we might say because sisters cannot read English, she didn't know the red lane is for bus only.
啊，警察会说法律不讲不知者无罪。
And the police officer might reply that in the law, there's no saying that because you don't understand it and you will be innocent.
啊，就像我们不能说哈，我们刚来澳洲，我以为在澳洲开车就跟中国大陆一样是靠右行驶，所以撞车了。
We can't say that if you crash on the road, we can't say because we don't know the rule here. We drive on the right lane instead of the left lane, and if we crash, if we were involved in the accident, we are innocent.
啊，法律不会因为我们无知而网开一面。
The law will not.We are not charged us as innocent because we don't understand the rules.
那有的可能会说哈，这烟花姊妹遵守了其他的交通规则，她既不超速也不闯红灯啊。
And some people might say our sister did not speeding and go through the red line.
啊，警察会说不行了，犯了其中的一条交通规则，他都是犯罪，都是罪人。
The officer will said once you break one, you will be guilty.
啊，有的可能还会说，哎，烟花姊妹为我们做了很多的事情啊，她每周还要去 Auburn 去煮饭呢、啊。
Some people might said sister have a lot of service in the church. She also went to church to cook a lunch for brothers and sisters on Sunday.
那警察就会说 ，No， 不能用这些来将功补过。
And the officer might reply that, even though you have some good behaviors in your life, but you break the law.
所以我讲这个故事是说，在警察的眼中，他只要犯了一条交通规则，他都是犯罪，都是罪人。
And in the police eye, and once we break one rule, we will be guilty.
所以在神的眼中，够不上他的要求，都是犯罪，都是罪人。
So in God's mind and God's eyes, and we are sinner because we are fall short of His glory.
虽然按照人的道德标准，我们在座每一位都算是个好人。
We might be a good people, based on the ethic.
但是神是圣洁公义的，他给我们的要求也会体现他的圣洁和公义。
However, our God is holiness and righteousness.
就像他给以色列人颁布的律法中啊，有一条叫做不可起假见证陷害人。
For example, in the Israel, we can't give false witness to harm people.
那么我们从小到大有没有做假见证撒谎过呢？
Did we lie before?
再或者又有一条啊，不可贪恋人的房屋财物，我们有没有起过贪心呢？所以在神的鉴察底下，我们没有一个人敢说自己是清白无辜的。
So we will not be innocent under the God's judgment.
我们只能承认说，我们在神的律法底下，我们都犯了罪，都是个罪人。
We can only confess that we are sinner because we fall short of His glory.
那么，是不是说我们是因为犯罪才叫做罪人呢？
Is that because we break any law, rules or laws that we are sinner?
啊，不是的，是因为我们是罪人，所以我们才会犯罪。
We commit crime because we are sinner. We break the rule because we are sinner.
这一次我只能举我自己的例子。
And this time I will give my own example.
我上班一般是避开高峰路段，是走小路。
On my daily when I drive to work, I always try to avoid the main road because of the traffic.
啊，这小路基本上是没什么车哈、啊，所以我踩了油门就跟开飞机一样啊，一直心情都很好。
So I will drive very fast.
直到有一天，我看到对面有一辆警车。
There was one time I saw a police car.、
啊、我这个人看上去很老实，我一看到警车就赶紧往路边停。
And because I know I was speeding, when I saw the police car, I just parked on the street.
啊、其实那是做贼心虚。
I know that there's something wrong.
啊，那警车呢？一个掉头就跟上来了。
And the police car make a U-turn and follow me.
啊，警察也不跟我解释，直接拿着测速仪就给我看。
And the police officer didn't explain anything to me. He just showed me how fast I was driving.
哎、啊，我一看，哎呀，50码的小路，我开到了73。
And in the devices, it shows like, I drove to 73 kilometers per hour on a 50K road.
我想那警察不是说我开得太快，他是嫌我飞得太低了。
So the police officer may think I'm not driving too fast, I'm just fly a little bit lower.
啊，不解释啊，直接就开了罚单。
He just give me a fine.
按理说我开车这么久，也懂得澳洲的交通法规，是不是就不可能犯罪了呢？
And I have many driving experience in Australia, and although I know the rules, that means I will not break it.
不是的，只要我是个罪人，我就仍然有可能犯罪。
Because I'm a sinner, I'm still have the chance to to break the rule.
只是没有警车的时候，我的这罪行还不太明显的表现出来。
Without the police car, my behavior, my false behavior will not reveal to any other.
但是法网恢恢，疏而不漏，这罪人总有被逮住的一天。
The nets of heaven has large meshes, but it let nothing through.
所以我们要承认我们都是个罪人，在我们里头没有良善。
We need to confess that we don't have good inside us.
我们甚至都没有办法改变我们这个犯罪的天性。
And we don't have any chance to change our sinful nature.
我不仅是外面看着像个罪人，里面也是彻头彻尾的罪人，如假包换。
I'm the sinner from outside to inside.
那么是个罪人就应当要承担犯罪的后果，就必须要受惩罚受审判。
So because we are sinner, we need to bear the judgment.
受审判的后果就不是那么容易受的。
And the cost of the judgment is very high.
想想看，我一天才赚200块钱，但是一大早还没开始赚就被警察罚了300多。
Just for example, I only earn $200 per day. However, on that morning, before I get to my work, I already receive over $300 fine.
那个心啊，一大清早就是哇凉哇凉的。
So my heart was cold on the day.
但神的审判更是轻慢不得的。
However, the judgment from God is much, much heavy.
假设神对我说啊，今天你做错事罚十块，说谎罚十块，起贪心罚十块，背后说同事坏话再罚十块，等等等等。
For example, if God said to me, if I did something like if I lied to my colleague, if I did that and did this and that, and it will cost me $10 for each thing.
我想我赚的工资还不够扣的，我每天回家都要是负资产。
Probably I will be a negative, I earn negative every day.
罗马书六章二十三节告诉我们说，罪的工价就是死。
So in the Roman chapter 6 verse 23, the cost of thing is dead.
我每天忙着上班，我得到的工价是让我活着。
I'm busy to earn a living every day, and it's because it's important to keep me alive.
但我这个罪人也是天天忙着犯罪。罪给我的工价却是让我死。
However, as a sinner, I'm still sin every day, and the cost and the wage of that, the wage of sin is death.
所以人人都有一死，不仅如此，死后还有审判。
However, everyone will experience death, and after that, there will be an judgment.
我们都是神造的，所以将来有一天，我们也要回到神那里接受他的审判。
We are created by the Lord, and there is one day we will be judged before the Lord.
罪的问题没有解决，只能导致永远的灭亡，真是非常可怕。
If the problem of sin cannot be solved, the ending will be everlasting punish.
那么人有没有办法来解决罪呢？
Do we have any method to solve this problem, the sin?
例如对于我这个爱超速的人，你可以用法律来制裁我说，以后你再这样我就多罚款多扣分。
For example, like me, who is always drives, speeding, and the law, the police officer could just give me more fine,and deduct more memory.
或者你可能用道德来哄我说，哎，你要做个好公民啊，你是不应该超速的。
And maybe you can speak to me, you can become a good citizen and you should not speeding.
或者现在很多人会推行这个教育说，哎， 你好不好去好好读书啊，读个博士出来素质就高了，应该就不会再抄书了。
Maybe someone may say get to receive higher education, that after that you will not speeding.
所以我们看到用人的办法其实根本就不能解决罪的问题。
There's no chance to solve this, the sin's issues by man's methods.
在人这方面来看是没有办法，只能等着灭亡。
And there is no other way that we can save through man's methods.
所以人没有办法，唯一的希望就是神的救法。
Because we don't have any, because we can't do anything about that. The only way is to receive the salvation from the Lord.
啊，就像刚才我们诗歌第三节是这样唱的，他说：“流泪有何用？功行有何效？若非神怜悯，灭亡怎能逃？”
Without God's mercy, we cannot escape from the punishment.
对于我们的罪，我们流泪痛哭没有用，我们积功行善也是没有用的。
No matter, what good thing we did in our life, and we cannot escape from the judgment without God's mercy.
若不是神的怜悯，没有人能够逃避那永远的灭亡。
Without God's mercy and His salvation, no one can escape from the eternal judgment.
我们感谢神，他为我们预备了救恩。
We thank the Lord, He prepared a salvation for us.
神因着他的公义，他必须要刑罚罪恶。
Because the righteousness of God, he need to judge the unrighteousness.
但他因着爱，他也巴不得要来赦免我们。
However, because he's a loving God, he would like to give us a way to save us.
但是神不能这么轻易的就不刑罚而放过我们，那样子又违于他公义的性情。
And because his righteousness and holiness, and he cannot charge us as innocent without any cost.
啊，让我们想一想哈，我们是喜欢炎华姐妹碰到的警察呢，还是喜欢我碰到的警察呢？
Let's think about that. Which police officer would you like to to see is the one who charged, who pulled over our sister or the one who pulled over our brother.
换句话说，你愿意神是广施怜悯免开罚单呢，还是愿意他铁面无私该罚就罚？
And would you like to have a mercy from the Lord, or you just want to pay your price of your sin?
啊，或者更聪明一点的可能会说，啊，我觉得这警察去抓酒驾什么的是应当狠狠的抓，但是我这一次就不小心超速了，不是故意的，能不能就免了吧？
And some people may say, the police officer should focus on drinking driving rather than speeding.
啊，这是不可能的，公义的神一定要按照公平来。审判。
So the righteous God will judge everyone.
那么公义和怜悯怎么可能同时做到呢？
How could a God be a righteous and also merciful?
神能够刑罚罪恶，又让我们免受刑罚吗？
How could He judge our sins and also let us escape from the punishment?
我们要感谢神的大智慧。
We thank God He has a great wisdom.
他差遣他的独生爱子耶稣基督为我们降生来到世上。
He gave His only begotten Son to us.
耶稣这名字的意思就是把百姓从罪恶里救出来。
The meaning of Jesus means saving His people from sin.
神的儿子耶稣在地上行走了33年，他一直来遵行神的旨意，他并没有犯罪。
So the Lord Jesus walked on the earth over 33 years, but he did not commit any sin.
但是最后他却因为我们被钉死在十字架上。
However, because of our sin, he was crucified on the cross.
他要来亲身担当我们的罪。
He paid the price of our sin.
我们的罪在他身上受到了刑罚。
So He take the judgment, He take the punishment for us.
神把我们应受的刑罚执行在主耶稣的身上，使我们免受刑罚。
So we are sinners who should receive the punishment. However, because of God's love, all the punishment are on Jesus.
这就是神的救法。
And this is the way of salvation.
神的儿子替我们死，这是何等大的救恩。
The Son of God died for us. This is the great salvation.
神为着我们这些罪人牺牲了他的爱子，这又是何等大的爱。
God sacrificed his begotten Son for us, and we can see that how great the love is.
我们刚开始读的第二处经文就描述了当时的情景，路加福音23章34节。
So in the Luke 23:34.
当下耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
So it says, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
他们把主耶稣钉死在十字架上，主耶稣仍然要来赦免他们。
They crucified Jesus on the cross, however, Jesus still forgave them.
当主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，他所祷告的不是关乎他自己的事，乃是为钉他的这些罪人来祷告。
So when Jesus was crucified on the cross, he didn't pray for himself, but for the people who crucified him.
他是在我们还是罪人还不晓得的时候做的。
So he did that before we know him, before we were still sinner.
当我们这些罪人死在过犯罪恶中的时候，他要来救我们。
He saved us when we died in the sin.
他代替我们的刑罚，为我们被钉。
He paid the price for us and crucified for us.
我们的罪在主耶稣的身上得到了解决。
So the problem of sin has been solved on the Christ.
神的公义满足了，神向人的爱也显明了。
So it satisfied God's righteousness and also revealed His great love to us.
我们应当承认说，我们是个罪人，蒙主恩。
We should confess that we are sinners who were saved by grace.
感谢主，神的儿子耶稣是没有罪的，他不能被死亡拘禁。
We thank that because Jesus did not commit any sins, and so.He has the power over the death.
他在坟墓里留了三天，神的大能使他从死里复活。
He rises up after 3 days.
升到天上，现在坐在父神宝座的右边。
So he sits next to the God and
他经过了死，却胜过了死亡。
So he walked through the death and overcome the death.
他死是为着救我们。
He saved us through the death.
他复活是为了我们得生命。
So he rise up from the death so that we can receive his life.
主耶稣的救恩已经做成了。
So the salvation has done.
路加福音接下来还记述了这么一件事情。
And in the Luke, they also has another story.
在路加福音39节，23章39节。
Luke chapter 23 verse 39.
当时跟主耶稣被钉的两边同时还有各有一个强盗。
At the time, there was another two robbers were crucified with Jesus.
其中一个就讥诮他说，你若是基督，可以救自己和我们吧。
One of the criminals rebuked him, don't you fear God? One of the criminals said, you are the Lord, you are the God, you are the Christ, you can save yourself.
另外一个就应声责备他说，你既是一样受刑的，还不怕什么？
And another criminal rebuild him, don't you fear God, since you are under the same sentence?
我们是应当的，因为我们所受的与我们所做的相称，但这个人没有做过一件不好的事情。
And we should take the judgment because we are sinned against God. However, Jesus did nothing wrong and He did not even commit one sin.
这个强盗 承认他受刑是应当的，承认他自己是个罪人。
And one of the criminal confessed that he's sinner because he committed a crime.
他对耶稣说，耶稣啊，当你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
He said to Jesus, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，今日你就要同我在乐园里了。
Jesus answers him, truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise.
当主耶稣在十字架上所做的那个伟大的祷告了之后，谁得着了赦罪之恩呢？
So when Jesus did a great prayer on the cross, who will receive this salvation?
并非所有人都能够得着，在主耶稣两边的这两个强盗，一个得着了，另外一个却灭亡了。
And one of the criminals received this salvation, however, the other one didn't.
不是神不公平，这乃是人的心硬。
It's not God didn't justify. It's because one of the criminals has a hardened heart.
这两个强盗都有同样的机会晓得，但是有就竟然就在救赎者的旁边，竟然有人灭亡了。
They are so close to the salvation, and they also have the same chance to receive it. However, one did receive it, the other one didn't.
这不是神不赦免，乃是人不肯到他这里得救恩。
This is not God will not forgive them. It's because we have a hardened heart. We did not want to confess our sin and receive him.
当主耶稣说，我实在告诉你的时候，他也实在要把这救恩白白的赐给我们。
When Jesus said, "Truly, I tell you, is God, he is willing to give his salvation to us."
当那个强盗认罪悔改，愿意接受主耶稣做他个人救主的时候
，When the criminal confesses sin and willing to receive Jesus as his personal savior,
他就得到了这白白的恩典，不仅罪得赦免。他还要得到永远的生命，跟主在一起。
His sin not only forgiven, but also he received his salvation freely and will be with the Lord forever.
盼望我们都是听到主对我们说，我实在告诉你，看到主为我们所成就的这些救恩。
So when we see this great salvation, which was done by Christ,
我们听是听见，却要明白。看是看见，却要晓得回转过来，主就要来赦免我们了。
So we hear that and see that we need to understand that and know it.
让我们用刚开始读的第三处的圣经作为结束啊，诗篇一百篇的第三节。
So let's read Psalm 100 and verse 3 as the ending verse.
啊，你们当晓得耶和华是神，我们是他造的，也是属他的。我们是他的名，也是他草场的羊。
Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture.
这里耶和华就是神的名字的希伯来文，意思是自由拥有的。
The Jehovah is in Hebrew. It means eternal.
这是诗篇赞美神的颂赞诗中的其中的一句。
This is one of the verses in the psalm.
这里的晓得也有承认的意思。
So the word know here also has the meaning confess.
我们从神的创造中，我们承认他是神。
So through the creation of God, we confess that the Lord is God.
我们从他来救赎我们，也要承认他是神，我们是属于他的。
So we also confess that we are belong to him.
我们原来不认识神，在神的眼中是个罪人。
And we didn't know him before, and we were sinner in his eye.
但是他因着爱，他来救我们，使我们成为他的名。
However, because his love, he saved us and let us become his people.
我们原来也像羊一样走迷了路，在世界上漂泊，不晓得方向。
So we were lost in the world.
但主要来亲自寻找我们，把我们带回到青草地上，亲自来牧养我们，做我们的好牧人。
When God come to seek us, and He would like to take us back to Him and be our shepherd.
这短短的一节经文要让我们晓得神是谁。
So in these short words, it let us know that who the God is.
然后也告诉我们说，我们从哪里来，属于谁的，最后要回到哪里去。
And tell us where we are from and where our ending is.
最后再强调我们是属于何等蒙恩的地位。
I would like to emphasize we are in a such great state and because we are saved by the grace.
当我们晓得了承认了我们也要把感谢和赞美都归给他。
When we know that and confess that, we also give the praise to the Lord.
因为耶和华本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。
So he is trustful forever and
让我们低头祷告。
And let's bow our head and have a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你给我们这些罪人蒙了这么大的恩典。
We are such a sinner, but who get a free salvation from you?
你是因着爱为我们被钉死在十字架上。
And you were crucified on the cross because you love us.
你是亲身担当了我们的罪，代替了我们的刑罚。
You take the judgment for us and pay the price for us.
使我们不仅罪得赦免，也得到永远的生命。
We are not only forgiven, but also receive the eternal life.
盼望我们不仅是相信，也能够接受你。
We are not only can believe you, but also, receive you.
一切都是接受，一切都是恩典。
It's all from grace.
所以，让我们不自夸，也不自尊，我们要把荣耀都归给你。
And let us give all the glory unto you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.